Lassen Sie mich bitte für die Hauptattraktion des heutigen Abends auf Englisch wechseln. We would like to welcome Dr. David Roberts, the Rav of the Karl Adelsschule in Berlin. A warm Shalom Aleichem and a good Wach. We are very thankful that despite your busy schedule and after only 4 months on your new position, you agreed to spend a whole Shabbos with us and speak tonight to us. We heard a lot of you before, and I must honestly tell you, I enjoyed the last hour being your neighbor at the table. You have impressed us yesterday with your short but very powerful drosha. We wait to hear more from you. May I kindly ask you for your attention for our troubles.
Rishus, Mardasra, Yedidi Minayar, I want to apologize in advance. There's a mic, so I'd have a little bit of a voice. I'm kind of at the last end of a nasty flu, so I hope we'll make it through. It's been a pleasure, and I'd like first of all to say thank you to the Kehillah, to my host, Family Green, and those that I ate with over Shabbos, and schmoozed to. And it's a kavod to share some Torah this Mitzvah Shabbos. But it is, and I didn't know this, as you know, it is the outside of your previous very chashuv Rav, Zichrono Livracha. I had the pleasure of staying there about 30 years ago for a simcha. What Rav Levi didn't tell you is that we were roommates in Gate City Shiva, and knew his brother and the other family. I grew up in Sunderland for the first 6 years, and so the Lopian family, also very close to us. And being the Yahrzeit, I think it's appropriate just quickly to mention, there is an idea, there is a concept in Halacha, especially in Kibud Avim, there is a concept of Mokoim, of a place. A parent has a mokim, and that mokim is Admas Kodesh, is holy. Lo yeshev b'mekomoy, lo ya'amoyd b'mekomoy. One may not sit, stand, talk. That is a place that is Kodesh. And then a moment comes in everybody's life when that place becomes empty. That place is vacated. And then that place calls to you, to the child, and is mechayev you, it obligates you to step forward to that place which until that moment was Admas Kodesh, it was off limits. And tells you now that you have that chiyuv, that obligation to take forward their legacy, their values, everything that they taught you and everything that they want, that everything that they were. And hamokim yinachem eschem, that place now, which now is where you have to step into and to, so to speak, to fill their shoes. That is menachem. And to see my friend, the Mokoim Avosav, Mamale Mokoim Oviv, literally, is an amazing thing. Yarach Yomim. And you should continue to have such guidance and such leadership from such a selfless and special Rav. When eventually I was pushed to come up with a title, and I do what I always do, which is just blurt something out and regret it later. But perhaps this time we'll be able to do it a little bit of justice. I think it's something like the inner Godel within you. We are in a period of the year where we read the parashiyas, the sedarim, at the beginning of Shemais, and we are told by the Svarim HaKadoshim, they form a collective, a unit, Shevavim. Shemais Va'ir, Abay B'Shalach Yisroel Mishpatim, and in an Ibiyar, it is also Truman Tetzaveh. Which means it is a time, says the Prima Godin, Ve'ele Shemais B'nei Yisrael Habo'im Mitzrayma. It's in the present tense. The pasuk ends off in the past tense, ba'u, because of course it happened in the past. But it starts off and it tells us, ve'ele shmois b'nei Yisrael haba'im, in the present tense. They are coming. Because every year, we are ba'im mitzrayma. We are challenged by mitzrayim. Meitzar, a gevul, a limit. We are challenged, we are narrowed, we go into the narrows, it's a meitzar. And we need to find it within ourselves. There is a pathway of avodas Hashem that takes us to Geula. Once again, at Pesach. The Sefer is called Shemais. Somehow, although there are some Rishonim call it Sefer Sheni, there's an etziv about that, but Sefer Shemois, how does that name capture that whole mahalach from exile to redemption? There is so much that happens that is so fundamental and seminal. Oh, I promised I would use simple English words, I'm sorry. I used to get told off in London as well. How does the word Shemois capture the whole thing? Matan Torah, Mishkan, Egel, there's so much that happens, and that's all somehow in Shemais. And what are those limitations? What is the Meitzar? What are they? So I'd like to share with you, first of all, a personal, something that happened a number of years ago. I don't remember exactly how many, it wasn't that many years ago, I think maybe 5 or 6 years ago, I had the zechus to take together with my wife, a small group of XM girls for 3 or 4 days to Poland. And we found ourselves, it was a Monday morning, it was Shemois. And I hadn't managed, because of the arrangements, I didn't manage to get a minyan that morning. And we entered, we were in Auschwitz I, and there's a room there. Many aspects of that place is very powerful, and I don't want to dwell on it to Marava Malka, but there is one room there where it's hard to describe if you haven't been there. There are, on a table, there are these large aluminium frames within which there is plastic, clear plastic, and in very small writing, there are names. There are a million names in that room, and they keep updating them with the help of Yad Vashem. And I encouraged the girls to go and find, see if they hadn't, one of them actually did, found relatives. It has the name, the family name, the date of birth, where they lived, what date they travelled, and where, and on what date they passed. And it occurred to me, but Derech Drush, and I said it to them at the time, I said, I did not manage that Monday morning to do a Kriya Satora. We didn't have a minion. But we've just read, Ve'elesh, Shmois, there's a million names here, Abel Mitzrayim, they didn't exit. They didn't have the Zechus to exit. And the Chiyuv is on us to understand what that means, what is our pathway, and how do we acknowledge and recognize our own Mitzrayim and then find the way through it. So I'd like, with your permission, to go in a slightly roundabout way and use one or two other sources before we come back and hopefully tie all the threads together. And let me take you to a Gemara, a very well-known Gemara. Everybody knows this Gemara, but it really needs some work and some understanding. It's a famous episode, the Gemara in Shabbos, with Hillel, who has a potential candidate for Geirus, comes before him, and he challenges Hillel famously. Make me a girl, convert me on one foot, literally. And Hillel responds, and he says famously, Ma'adaloch sani lechavroch lisavid, ve'idoch perushahi zilgamar. That which you would hate being done to you, do not do to others, and the rest is mere commentary. If you accept that principle, that's it. You're done. Now, I didn't discuss this with Rav Levi, but I know that as a Rav, sometimes you are called upon to speak or say some things at very short notice in all sorts of weird and wonderful and different circumstances. And one tries to say something which is emes. But there is something called drush, which has its own, now drush has to be emes, it's another layer that we peel back from Torah, but it has its own parameters, it's not pshat. That's a discussion what that means. But Hillel here was in Beis Din. He was acting as a dayan. He wasn't saying a dvar Torah at the Shabbos table, which you could take it or leave it. And the question is obvious. I understand that bein adam l'chaveiroi, interpersonal, chesed, tzedakah, forms an incredibly important part of Torah. But how can you say that tzitzis and Shabbos and sukkah and kashrus and tefillin and are all details, is a perush in this general big klal called that which you would not like done to yourself, don't do to others? What does that mean? We'll come back to that. The title was to be a godol. What does it mean to be a godol? And in Machshava, the word gedula, and it's in Chazal, the word godol, and it's fascinating to note that out of all the names and the midos and the malos, the attributes we could have used to describe our leaders, our greats, we generally speaking, we don't use kedoshim, tahirim, chasidim, gedolim. What does that mean and why? The word gedula means chesed. It means giving to others. As God l'cha says the Sifri Zumid as tuvcha. And in the Sfiris, that's gedula, is Avraham, Hagodol, Hagibar, Vanoiro, is Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Gedula is chesed. What does that mean, and why is that? And it's really very simple. Because there are two types of people. There is somebody who identifies his self, the concept of self and self-awareness, and it stops there. And there are other people who are bigger people, who are genuinely able to identify and expand their sense of self to encompass, to incorporate, to include others. And the very biggest are those whose sense of self is totally, it encompasses all of Klal Yisrael. They are gedolim. Moshe Rabbeinu, Vayhi Bayomim Ahim, Vayigdal Moshe Vayetze Elechov. Moshe Rabbeinu became a gadol. Says Rashi famously, Nosan Einov V'liboy Lihiyos Meitzar Aleihem. Says Rabbi Yonasan Eibeshitz, beautiful idea. Paroi had a strategy, because Paroi knew about leadership. What did Paroi do? Paroi knew that if you, because he was told by his itzdagninov, his soothsayers, those who were able to see the future. And he was told that Moshiach shel Yisrael, their savior, will come from Shevet Levi. So what did Paray do? He said, Shevet Levi, you're off the hook. Goodbye, go and have a nice life. You're on holiday. What was the cheshbon? The cheshbon was simple. And in conventional leadership, in the normal rules of leadership, and I don't want to reference too many people, but think Nelson Mandela, think others. Think of people who have gone on to do big things and led their people. In every single case, they themselves were personally affected by oppression, by injustice, by wrong. They were in pain, and they got up and they did something. Paray could not conceive. He couldn't think that it would be possible for a human being who is living as the prince of Egypt, who suffers no pain, no inconvenience, that he would be able to so identify with the tears and the pain of others, to expand himself and to become a Yigdal. But he didn't reckon with a Moshe. Nosan Einov Veliboy Lias Meitzer Aleim. He was actually reversing what had started, if you think about it, with Mechiras Yosef of the Kinna and the Sinna, which corresponds to the Einov Veliboy. And that is who our Gedolim are, and that is, at some level, that is a chiyuv, and that is an obligation, and I'll explain shortly how and why, on every single one of us. And if we think about our Gedolim, there are so many stories, one doesn't know where to start, of how our greatest Talmidei Chachamim, Tzadikim, do we know what that means when there is somebody, a Rabbi Yochanan, who never goes Dalad Amos B'lei Torah U'Tfilin, who is constantly taken up with connection to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and yet is able to so keenly identify with the pain of others. Rabbi Yankel Galinsky says that as a young Yosem, he shows up in the Second World War in Warsaw, and he gets an appointment, a short appointment, to see the Gadol HaDor of Chaim Eizer. And they were learning Yevamos at the time. He puts it as in the Sefer. They were learning Yevamos at the time. And he said he stayed up all night and he did Chazara. That's how Yevamos starts. 15 different relationships. It's very complicated. And he got there and Reb Chaim Eizer said to him, Bochel, let me see your shoes. Do you have a blanket? Do you have somewhere to sleep? Yankel said he burst into tears. I heard it from him before he was in the Sefer. Heard it from him in Yerushalayim. And Yankel was overcome by emotion when he said it. The Gadol HaDor who was running, do you know what was happening in Vilna at the time? Do you have any clue of what was going on with running the joint and the Hatzolos Nefashos and the... And he was, Reb Chaim Eizer was Osad Batoira. And he was able to feel the pain of every single person. Avraham Avinu has nevuah. Vayera elav Hashem. It's the first time he has a vayera. Hashem came to visit him, to see how he's feeling. And to me the biggest chiddush is that, do you know what happens when you have nevuah? The Rambam writes, unless your name is Moshe Rabbeinu, do you know what happens? You lose control of your bodily functions. You fall on the floor in a faint. And yet somehow, whilst he was, I don't know how to say this in simple English, luxuriating, he's been mis'aneig al Hashem, with the Tanug HaGodol, that Sheicholim Limotze, as the Mesilis Yitzchayim says, he, the Rabbeinu Shalom, has come just to be with him. This is what we're all working towards. It's the most exquisite pleasure that is possible. He somehow manages to notice there's three Arabs who might need a meal. And he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your visit is very important to me. I'm just going to put you on hold and play some nice music while I go and give them a meal. And he survives to tell the tale, because God Alachnos Asochim Yesu Mikabolas Pnei Ashchina. And how did he know that? You're playing a dangerous game if you get it wrong. Because there can be only one thing greater than Kabolas Pnei Ashchina, than being passive and receptive of Shechina, and that is an opportunity to create Shechina, to act in such a way that signposts a wegweiser, that is a berelam, because that behavior is not merely gemütlichkeit. It's not merely being civil and courteous. There are many people, you do not need to be Jewish, you certainly don't need to be frum. If anything, sometimes it seems to be the other way around. In order to be, it's all right, the Gaon asks that as a question, that was a good answer. To be a courteous person, a kind person. But to behave in such a way that somebody has an encounter with you and he turns around and he says, Baruch Emelkei Shimon Ben Shetach. That behavior signposts something beyond, something I've never come into touch with before. This is not merely kindness or compassion or care. This is something transcendental. It's something beyond, something lemala. There must be a Borei Olam. You have created an awareness of Shechina in the mind and in the heart of somebody else. That's gadlus. Kleisenberger Rebbe, the first time he went to Eretz Yisrael, this Talmidim say a maisa, it blew me away. He went to visit Kvarim, Shoinim, Tanoim. He went one day to some Kvarim, and they davened Mincha. Then he told his Talmidim, the next day we're going back to the same Keva. They went back to the same Keva, and for the only time in his life, the Kleisenberger Rebbe davened Mincha before Shkia. And they said to him, Talmidim said to him, Rebbe, what's going on? He said, do you know whose Keva that was? That's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Eloi. Rabbi Yehuda says to us, Amincha, Praga Mincha, and yesterday we were here, and we davened near his Keva after Shkia. That's a Pagia in his Kavod. Do you get that sensitivity? Who would even have joined the dots and understood to have that adinus, to have that sensitivity? And that only comes if we develop the following perspective. And I'd like to read a few lines with you. I had the zchus of learning this many years ago with learning it. Rav Matzio Salomon Shlita taught me, Zalahomna Rafur Shalema. I had the zchus of learning with him in the morning for a number of years. We went through a few different svarim. And he was very fond of this. Rabbeinu Yoina wrote many svarim. Some are less well known than others. And he wrote a short sefer called Sharei HaAvoda. And these are the opening words of Sharei HaAvoda. And he says, and please indulge me for a few minutes, I'll just quickly read and translate the first few lines. HaPesach HaRishon, he says, the entree, the first step, the Esther Trit into Avodas Hashem, is the last thing you and I would think of. Hu Sheyeda HaIsh HaOved Erech Atzmoi, that a person should know how amazing they are. But not in a delusional sense, not in a way where we're out of touch with reality. No, it's the exact opposite. Yakir ma'alosoi u'malas avosov. He should know, we should be able to look in the mirror and understand, what does it mean to be a Yid? Ugdulosam v'chashibusam v'chibosam yitzel abeire yizbarach. How I am beleaped by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. V'yishtadel v'yishchazek tomid lahamid atzmei b'malahu. This should be something that should accompany you constantly. Wow. The way I put it sometimes to other audiences is unbelievable. There is a planet out there with 7 points, whatever it is, billion people. 99.9% of people do not have a clue why they exist. And we are this tiny little sliver. The entire Jewish population in the world is smaller than the margin of error in the Chinese census. Ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim. And of that, how many are there that know that there's a Borei Olam, that he communicated with us, and he told us and he gave us, we know exactly. I know who I am. I know why I'm here. I know what I have to do. That's unbelievable. We are the Prozac generation. The most prescribed pill on the planet. Rainforests are being cut down for all the self-help books. People are spending billions of dollars stretched out on their therapist couches because they are so fragile. Nobody has an idea. We are so affluent. We're so wealthy. But they don't know anything. They don't know who they are. They don't know why they're here. They're lost. And we know. Is that not enough to dance? To have a simchas achayim, a joie de vivre, a purposefulness? It's amazing. But we can also lose the plot. And we remind ourselves there's a godel in there. There's somebody in there who has a neshama. And we'll talk about that more in a second. But we need to be constantly aware of that. And then he says an amazing thing. He says, and then whenever a person goes off message, and they perhaps forget a little bit, what stops you slipping and dropping? What is the best method? And time's running out, I'll keep it short. He basically says, it's past mir nisht. I'm bigger than that. I'm better than that. The Maharal says an amazing thing. The Maharal, in a brilliant exposition, when he talks about the Gimel Averus Chamurois, when he talks about how, in a few places he says it, how we build up, a person builds himself up, and we have three layers of chiyuv, of obligation. In a world that only knows rights, no obligations, no duties, we only have mitzvahs, we only have duties and obligations, no rights. He says you have a chiyuv to self, other, and the Rabbeinu Shleilam in that order. And the denial and the betrayal of those fundamental areas of obligation are, in reverse order, Avodah Zarah, Shfichas Damim, and the big one, Gilui Aroyos, is to treat yourself as a bein. To recognize Gadlus Atzmai. Back to Hillel and back to Shmais. Hillel was saying as follows. Hillel was saying, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Rashi says it there. Re'acha, he quotes a pasuk in Mishlei, Re'acha v're'a v'icha ta'azoiv. Who is my best friend in the world? The Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And he has asked me to do this and not to do that. And therefore I do it or I don't do it. Lishma, because he wants me. That which you wouldn't like done to yourself. Don't do to somebody who loves you and creates you. And he says don't do it. That's enough reason, that's lishma, and that turns every mitzvah into an act of chesed. Ve'idot perushei. The rest is just commentary. To live a life where we are accompanied by understanding that I have inside of me a chelek elikam imal, the Rabbeinu Shlom can only give. And at our root, elementally, this is who I am. A godel. Somebody who is charged at my root. I just have to scrape away the other stuff to reveal it. Says the Malbim, very beautifully, and I'll finish with this. So there's a beautiful Malbim in Tehillim. When he says that there is a Medrash which says that Adam HaRishon was given Hashem said to him, you've named all the animals. What are you? Who are you? And he says, Li noe lihi kore Adam. It is appropriate that I should be called Adam. Why? Because I come min ha'adama, from the earth. Now that doesn't sound very exciting. Doesn't sound very noble. Doesn't sound very glorious. Says the Malbim Meiridik. And here we go back to Shmais, to shame. Because what is a shame? We had a generation not long ago that wanted to strip us of our name, and instead we became a number. We became numbers. But ve'ele shmois. Shmois, shame, says the Maharal, is the same as shom, there where you are. It's your unique identifier. It is your tachlis. It is who you are uniquely. It's what makes you unique and different and special. And when that is lost, and it is boim, it is limited, it comes into Mitzrayim, and we are trapped and limited by our own self-perception. We are our own worst enemies. That Balamor in his Akdama says very famously, very beautifully, David HaMelech spoke to himself in the third person. Do you know how he responded? He called himself when he was in bed. Those of you who've been doing Dafayomi know Machlik is exactly when he got up, but he got up very early. How do you get up early? It's not easy. He said, Ura, Kavaydi. He turned to his Neshama, and he said, my glory, Kavaydi, Ura. He spoke to himself. Lochin somach libi vayogel Kavaydi. Lemani is amercha chavoyd. You are a shtick, kveld shamayim ubehichonel kulayim bekavoyd. That's what we are. We are a walking manifestation of Kvod Shamayim that's inside of us. But the first thing we need to do, like Rabbi Yehuda says, is acknowledge it. Eizahu mechubod ha-mechabed. Why am I mechabed somebody else? Because he's a brewer. You're created by the Borei Olam, your representation of him. Says the Malbim. Adam HaRishon said, was saying as follows. There are many types of malochim. There's srofim and eifanim and chayos and all sorts. I'm also a malach. What distinguishes me uniquely from the other malochim? The fact that I'm a malach with flesh and blood, Adam. My unique identifier, lumor li kore Adam, because ich bin a gettliche preacher. I happen to have, I'm housed temporarily with flesh and blood. But I'm an angel, I'm a malach, with a bit of Adam, Adama in it. Lino, that's the malach with the flesh and blood. Lino li kore Adam. So ve'ele shmois, b'nei Yisrael aboy mitzrayimu. Our shame is our tachlis, our essence which is totally, which is all gadlus and kved shamayim. But the first thing, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is we have to recognize it. We have to acknowledge it, because it's not something just that we pat ourselves on the back with. It gives us a kovod, it gives us an atzilus, it gives us a dignity, a nobility. I'm not a behema. I'm an odom. And that's even before I became a yid. I have an ashama, I have a ve'elish meis b'nei Yisrael. Every year we are challenged, we are boyim mitzrayim. We come once again into the limitations, but they're limitations that we set for ourselves. And we reverse it. By like Moshe Rabbeinu, by being nesan eino v'liboy, first of all for myself, for kvodi, and then radiating it outwards. Agutavach.